Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. I feel like there are so many weddings right now, and even people planning vacations for the summer, celebrating a birthday, whatever the case. Maybe you're just going on a trip for something and you need a new carry-on. Well, Macy's has got you covered. Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for, where you can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. They've got 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping at $25, April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now is closer to drained. And very far away from bursting with energy. That is because I have spread myself too thin. So what I've had to do is press a quick pause on my life and ask myself, what can I do to recharge and then also not get myself back into this position again? And pausing with the question is a tool that I learned in therapy, a check-in tool. Therapy has given me so many tools, very simple ones such as that one, to more involved ones, like setting big boundaries. And it isn't just for those that have had some big life event or experienced major trauma. It's for everyone. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get yourself some tools to have in your toolbox. It's entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can also switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I'm about to go try to press pause so that I can come up with a plan to recharge my social battery, and I'm thankful for that tool. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/4things today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/4things. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to The Fifth Thing. This is the bonus episode to the Four Things podcast where I go over emails that you have sent in, and I appreciate every single note that I get. I love if you're wanting an email to show up in this episode. If you don't mind, you can put Fifth Thing in the subject line. That definitely helps a lot. And I always start these episodes off with a quote. I also love when you guys send me quotes that you would like for me to share as well. That's always helpful. Today's quote comes from Instagram, though. I follow an account called Quote of the Day, and this one popped up, and I was like, oh, this is kind of nice. I like it. I tried to search up who originally said it. Couldn't find anything other than that they put this on t-shirts. So maybe you have seen this on a shirt before. But the quote is, whatever you're doing today, do it with the confidence of a four-year-old in a Batman shirt. All right, first email is from Kat, and I'm going to set up her email because she's emailing about things that you can keep in your car to pass out to the homeless. And she brought all this up because she herself used to be homeless. And then also she was listening to last Thursday's episode that I did with Stephen Young, who's the founder of Home Street Home. He has been on the podcast before. He came on in 2019 to talk about his homeless ministry, but he was back on last Thursday to talk about his new book, which y'all are so awesome. He sent me a text message saying that y'all started ordering the day the podcast came out and that he had said if 100 books were sold, he would autograph the first 100. And y'all did that. And he sent me a text message. The day wasn't even up. And he's like, we've already sold over 100. So thank y'all so much for showing up for him and supporting him and wanting to buy his book. Still not too late to do that. If you go to homestreethometn.org, that's where you can find Stephen's book, From Chains to Change. And it's just a really awesome way to be able to support what he's doing and learn more about his amazing story that's full of hope for sure. And 100% of the proceeds go back into his ministry. So that is what Kat is emailing about that episode, because in the episode, he also shared things you can keep in your car in the summertime to pass out to the homeless as it's getting really, really hot outside. Well, she's kind of piggybacking off of that and sharing more things that you can add to the list. So here's her note. Hey, Amy, here are four things. Haha, wasn't my intention originally to be four, but these are super awesome things to add to kits that people don't think of. First thing, aspirin for those that are older with heart conditions. Second thing, socks, good socks. This can make a huge difference. No one ever thinks of socks, but a pair of good socks can make the biggest difference. And she put good in all caps. So I think this is me talking here, not the email, but I know Stevens told me before when he talked about things to give homeless people in the winter time, but I guess summertime, anytime is good to have clean socks. But he would rather you invest in a really nice pair of socks and give that to someone rather than buy a 12 pack or something like that of cheap socks, because the good ones will definitely last them longer. All right, third thing, Neosporin or other topical antibiotic band-aids for those scratches and blisters or bug bites that get infected. Fourth thing, electrolyte additives. In the heat, we sweat so much and it is very important to stay hydrated. Sorry, I don't have time to write much more. I'm listening to your podcast at work, but I wanted to make sure I pass this along to you. I was homeless off and on for years, and I always carry homeless kits with me. I often keep kits in a large gallon Ziploc bag because when you're homeless, you always need Ziploc bags too. Oh, other quick things that you can add that are super affordable are solar emergency blankets and hot hands, rain ponchos, super cheap, especially if you buy in bulk. Cup instant noodles. They can always get hot water at a gas station, and then they have a cup which they can use for so much more before they get rid of it. Deodorant, Q-tips, fingernail clippers, women's hygiene products, disposable razors. Also include a little info sheet in your kit, which can include local information for resources they can reach out to. With just 10 minutes of research, you won't believe what you could find, and someone might not know what's out there. And always include the local VA's contact information for those who have served. Thank you, and sending you love, positive vibes, and hugs, your friend in Pennsylvania, Kat. Which, Kat, thank you so much for this email. You definitely know a lot more than a lot of us would, being that you have been homeless yourself. So this note and your advice for us and your input here means so much. And I love that you started off with just sharing four things, but then you realized you had a lot more to say. And I'm so glad you did, because the information and resources for the area, that is such an amazing thing to put in there. Because you're right. You never know if someone knows what is around them that might be of help, especially the VA's contact info for the veterans. So shout out, Kat. Appreciate that note for sure. Second email is from Alicia, which, Houston, let's go ahead and throw some bird minute audio in before I read Alicia's email. Hit it.
And now it's time for Amy's bird minute.
Hey, Amy, a couple of weeks ago, I went to water the flowers on my patio and found a bird's nest with four tiny eggs in it. And I can't tell you how excited and happy it made me. Then I went on vacation for a week. And when I got home on Sunday, I had babies. I had to share these pictures with you. I can't think of anyone else who would appreciate this as much as you. Your friend, Alicia in Fort Worth. Which, shout out, I am so glad you sent me the pics. They are the cutest things I've ever seen, and congratulations on your babies. First of all, I just love how many of you tag me in your bird pictures, or if you're emailing them to me, okay, but I know some of you are posting on Instagram and tagging Radio Amy. I love, love, love seeing them. And I also love that you refer to yourself as having had babies, and like you really, really feel like a bird mom. And Ray from the Bobby Bone Show, his wife, Laura, who we call Bay, Ray and Bay on the show, she sent me a message one day and she was like, I think we might need bird mom shirts or something. So Mary and I were kind of joking about that, which we don't have bird mom. Now we do have dog mom items, which are a really cool way to help out Wags and Walks in Nashville. They're a nonprofit that helps bring in dogs off the street and foster them out and adopt them out. So they're doing really great things. So shout out Dog Mom. We have had Cat Mom. I think we might need to restock that. And oh, I'm still not a cat mom yet. My daughter and I, we're trying to be, but I think we got scammed by someone online, which is such a bummer. So I'll just throw this out here on the podcast. We've been talking with a couple of other people, but we're specifically looking for a Balinese cat. And so maybe some of you happen to know someone that can have a Balinese baby kitten for us, because that would be super helpful and awesome. So I'm sure once I become a cat mom, we can for sure restock those. Bay, Ray's wife, she is a cat mom. I think she might have some cat mom items. But anyway, all this to say, I love the bird pictures, and maybe we'll work on a very limited round of bird mom items. If that's something that y'all think that y'all would want, let me know. Radio Amy on Instagram, or just send me an email, fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. I'd love to know your input on any bird mom stuff. So third email is from Hannah. Hey, Amy, I was listening to your episode with Houston and heard you talking about the name of your dad's scholarship fund. One idea for the name I had was Que Bueno Scholarship, since that was something that he said often and you feel it's important to have a scholarship fund. Well, then name it after his favorite saying. Now, my question is, what's an important life lesson that you learned from your dad? You rock, Hannah from Iowa. Now, Hannah, thank you so much for this note and your suggestion. We actually made Que Bueno Tees, which support the fund, but we have named the fund after my dad. So it's the Harvey Clifton Moffitt Scholarship Fund. And then things like the Que Bueno items will help support that fund. All the proceeds will go to that. And heads up, like, it's Tuesday the 8th while you're listening to this, and Father's Day shopping is about to come to a close, and all Father's Day items that we have are supporting the scholarship fund for my dad. So you can go to theshopforward.com/dad to find a lot of different shirt options and a few hat options that could be really cool gifts for your dad for Father's Day, but we are getting down to the cutoff. If you have been wanting to order for Father's Day, I would definitely do it now, and you'll be contributing towards an amazing cause. I know I'm biased, but it really will be something cool. And Que Bueno, by the way, in case you don't know what it means, if you're interested in maybe getting your dad that shirt because it was made in honor of my dad, might be a cool story. Que Bueno means that's good in Spanish. So anytime, you know, something positive is happening or something cool, instead of saying, oh, cool, you can say, oh, que bueno. So that's kind of how you would use it. That's how my dad would use it all the time. He was fluent in Spanish. But anyway, theshopforward.com/dad. I'm not trying to be annoying. Never want to push sales on any of you at all. But this is an avenue or a platform where I get to tell you about cool things that we have made or put up to help support various causes. So never trying to push y'all in any way, shape, or form to buy. But if you're going to shop anyway, it's super cool that you do choose to shop with us, and we're able to do a lot of cool things. So anyway, we're down to the wire. This is the last week to make sure you get it in time for Father's Day. So heads up. Okay, cool. All right. Oh, and then I guess I should go ahead and answer the question from Hannah, which was, what important life lesson did I learn from my dad? I learned a lot from my dad, even things that I didn't want to carry on that maybe he carried on because of his relationship with his family members, his dad. I mean, he didn't even have a dad. So there was some things there that I think he was lacking that I wanted to stop with my generation. I want to pass things on to my kids. But my dad's dad died when my dad was only 1 month old. He was a watermelon farmer, and his watermelon truck, he was unloading it, and something went on with the brake and it started rolling down the hill, and he was on a hill and it ran over him and he couldn't get out from underneath it. So pretty tragic, but my dad was only 1 month old. So didn't grow up with a dad. I say all that because I think that we can learn a lot of great things from our parents, but what we can also learn is what we don't want from our parents. And I think my dad, being the youngest of seven and his mom having to take over the farm and be really busy, like, there was things that my dad lacked as a child that maybe his other siblings got that he didn't get because tragedy struck their family when he was only 1 month old. And I think it's important that we realize things that we don't want to pass on. And I think had my dad done some therapy and done some work, he could have worked through it all, but it just wasn't his thing. But I will say there are a lot of amazing things that I got from my dad. But I want to share specifically a story that my brother shared at my dad's funeral, Hannah. And, you know, he was talking about when he was in college, he went to work at one of my dad's restaurants called Christopher's. And it was in Austin, a really nice restaurant. Like, the wait staff wore black tie. The menu was pretty pricey. It was named after my mom's maiden name. Her name was Judy Christopher. And it was a really special thing for our family. I remember going there a lot as a kid, but it closed down before I was old enough to really make tons and tons of memories there. But my brother actually worked there. And you have an opportunity as a waiter or server to make really good tips because the menu items were pretty pricey. But even though my brother was the son of one of the owners, like, my dad made him start in the kitchen. So he started washing dishes. Then he worked his way up to like a line cook, like helping out in different things. Then he finally made it out front to bus tables. And then he made it to waiter. And he said that that's one of the things that my dad wanted him to know is that if you're going to work somewhere, you need to know what every position has to do. Like, you're just not going to roll in here and take over as waiter and not understand what every other position is going through. So everybody there had respect for every position that was happening and valued it and knew how important each person was. So I thought it was really cool that my brother shared that story and that, you know, he didn't get treated any differently because he was my dad's son. And then he went on to say, which I think everybody that knew my dad would agree with this, that he really could get along with anybody. When he was at the restaurant, even though he was one of the owners, he got along with everybody that worked in the back, from the beginner start out positions to, you know, the fancy people that were coming in to dine and eat there, which, fun fact, Willie Nelson was someone that dined there regularly. So that is kind of a cool little story from back in the 80s in Austin. So pretty cool that Willie Nelson would go in there to eat. But I say that because, you know, my dad could kind of, he really could get along with anybody and everybody in all walks of life. And he never treated anybody any differently because of where they came from or what they had or what they didn't have. So that is how I'm going to answer your question, Hannah. So I did learn a lot from him, but I think we would be here all day if I started rambling through all the stories. But that was just a cool one from the funeral that my brother shared. All right, I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. So if shopping sustainably this year is on your list of things to do, well, look no further than Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, On 34th, Elmas, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. All right, it's wild to think that women were excluded from clinical research until 1993 when the law was changed. And women are essential to research. And Ritual, the maker of my favorite multivitamin, they know this. They do the research for us so that we can feel confident about what we're putting in our bodies. Now, a clinical trial for Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus showed increased vitamin D and omega-3 DHA levels in women in just 12 weeks. Now, as you can see, Ritual is clinically backed, which means they care about getting it right. Essential Women 18 Plus has 9 high-quality key nutrients in 2 delayed-release capsules. Yep, just 2 capsules a day is all you need. And the delayed release, what that does is it optimizes our body's absorption. Ritual is really intentional about all that they do, including the delayed release. Also, the minty flavor of the capsules and the look of them. They're really pretty in the bottle. Like, this is a vitamin that I don't mind having out on my bathroom counter. They look good, they taste good, and they help me feel good. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin that you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/4things. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/4things for 25% off. All right. If you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. A friend was over for dinner the other day, and, you know, we were just making conversation around the table, asking questions. And this friend said to my daughter, like, hey, what's something that makes your mom happy? And her response, without missing a beat, was clean countertops. Wiping down the countertops is a simple way for me to reset, especially when the smell is just right. And by smell, I'm talking about coconut. Coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva is my go-to. And I personally love that she answered that without hesitation. That means she knows me well, and that's really special. And of course, yeah, I do love clean countertops. I love wiping them down. I will always choose the smell of coconut over anything. I don't know what scent matches your vibe, but there's coconut, there's grapefruit, there's lavender. And again, for me, it's always going to be coconut. My kitchen smells like a little tropical vacation when I use it. And I love that with Clorox, I know I'm getting a really good clean as well. So it's a powerful clean and a refreshing scent. Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. You can get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, fourth email is from Kelly. Hey, Amy, you probably don't check these messages, but I wanted to let you know that I'm sending a print of the Coke and Peanuts painting attached below to you at the station address. It came as part of a membership to Bitter Southerner, and it's very cool, but I have no personal connection to it. I know that you do, and I know how much you love and miss your dad. It is a sad sorority that we both belong to. I hope that looking at it will bring a smile and a beautiful memory. And if someone has already sent this to you, please feel free to pass mine on to your sister or another relative. Praying for strength and comfort, Kelly. Which, Kelly, I just wanted to say thank you so much for this thoughtful gift. I cannot wait to get it in the mail at the station. Nobody has sent this to me. I had not ever seen it before, but thank you for attaching a picture so I know what to look out for. It's adorable. And if some of you are like, wait, what? Coke and Peanuts? What are you talking about? At my dad's funeral, we had a cooler full of Cokes and a basket full of peanuts. And what my dad used to do on road trips was he would pour the peanuts into the Coke. And I know this is a thing that a lot of people maybe grew up with a grandma or a grandpa or maybe even parents that did this as well. But it's something I'm going to pass down for sure. It's if I'm on a road trip, I'm going to do this in honor of my dad. But it's a way of snacking efficiently while you're driving. So when you take a swig of the Coke, you get a few peanuts in your mouth and boom, you get a snack and a drink at the same time. And my sister was telling me too that my dad used to also do grape soda with peanuts, which is a nice little combo. Probably tastes like a little peanut butter and jelly sandwich or something. So if you've never tried it, give it a try. But I had posted about it on Instagram when I was at his funeral. And so I guess, Kelly, you saw my post on Instagram. And thank you so much for sending me this picture from your membership to Bitter Southerner. I have never heard of that. But if y'all want to check out Bitter Southerner, the Instagram account is just that, at Bitter Southerner. And I guess they have really cool art, and maybe you get different drawings all the time. Don't know how it works, but I am grateful to be a recipient of one of the pieces. So thank you, Kelly, for thinking of me and sending that in. All right. I appreciate each and every one of you so, so much. And before we go, I'm just letting you know too, I know I went on a Father's Day spiel a minute ago, but tomorrow on Wednesday on the Bobby Bone Show at 8:30, 7:30 Central, we're going to be putting up our Patriotic Pimp and Joy line. which is going to help build a veteran a home. And we've done this for the last 4 years. This will be our fourth veteran that we've helped build a home. We partner with Building Homes for Heroes. And these veterans are so deserving. They sacrifice so much for our country. This one in particular is Army Staff Sergeant Majetic. And his name is Jerry Majetic. And he was struck by an IED. His car was, or his truck, in Iraq. And when he exited the vehicle, there was firefight that ensued as well, and he was shot. So he has burns, he's has amputations, he's had 80 surgeries to date. So, man, he has been through a lot. And to be able to be in a home that is fitted just for him and his needs so that he can get around better, he's now in a wheelchair, and it's just a whole thing. And to think he was over there fighting for our country. And that's something that happened to him as he was just driving along. And he was targeted because of certain relationships that he was making. So someone did this to him on purpose. And it's crazy just to hear his story, but then also see what an inspiration he is. And it's a story of hope. Him and his new wife, they're going to be moving into the home that we build. The current home that they're in is not equipped for him at all whatsoever. So this will be the biggest blessing in the world. And all proceeds from Pimp and Joy will be going to this. All proceeds always go to the cause that we have going on. But I love that every summer leading up to 4th of July, we put out the patriotic line, which is red, white, and blue stuff. So if you've never bought anything Pimp and Joy, now might be the time for you to check it out. If you're listening to this on Tuesday, it's on Wednesday, 7:30, 8:30 Central. You can go to bobbybones.com or theshopforward.com/pimpandjoy, and you can help support. And then I would advise, if you're doing Father's Day shopping, to buy separately, because for shipping, you know, we want to make sure you get your Father's Day items in time for Father's Day, which is June 20th. And then Pimp and Joy, the patriotic stuff, we'll just make sure that you get that before 4th of July. So if you can separate your orders, that would be amazing. Really, really amazing. Just a small business trying to figure it out. I know Mary and Ashley were talking about possibly being able to sort out the items, like if people did order together, to make sure that you get them at the same time. But that's just a lot to figure out. And again, might not 100% be doable. So we don't want to mess up anybody's orders, but just kind of a weird timing thing. But thank you in advance for everything. Thank you for supporting all the different causes that we have going on. Like, it truly means a lot. And thank you for just listening to the podcast and for rating and reviewing and for screenshotting and sharing on your social media, for subscribing. I know that I thought it was a follow button, and I guess for some people it's changed to follow, but for some people it's still subscribe. And I actually looked at my phone and it still says subscribe. So however you want to, you know, make sure that you're getting the episode every week. If you follow or subscribe, then anything I put up on the Four Things podcast will automatically download every Tuesday and every Thursday when I put new episodes up. So I just appreciate this community a lot. Y'all have been very, very, very good to me, to us, to all the things that we have going on. Mary and I are so grateful for all of the support. The Bobby Bone Show is grateful for everything that y'all do to support, especially if you're listening to this episode, the fifth thing. I know that you're hardcore, because I know there's a lot of people that still listen to the four things, because that's a more substantial episode full of things. Well, I don't know. I'm saying substantial because more work goes into it, but I don't know that it's like substantial in value depending on who you are and what you need at any given moment. But, you know, as long as somebody benefits, maybe even one person benefits from an episode, then I have done my job. Not every episode is going to be for everybody, and I totally understand that. But yeah, if you're listening to the fifth thing, I feel like you're definitely hardcore. You're likely a B-teamer. And I'm going to do a live on the B-team Facebook page, by the way, tomorrow night. So Wednesday night, if you want to go join that. But I think in order to join the B-team Facebook page, you have to get approved, because they don't mess around over there. They are all about positive vibes and kindness. And if anybody is rude for even 1 second, they are kicked out. So, but I feel like everyone listening to this is probably super kind. So just a heads up, there is a B-Team Facebook page. I think there's like 40,000 members now. And that's different from the Bobby Bone Show Facebook page, which, you know, has tons and tons of people, but it's mean over there. Like, I don't go hang out there at all whatsoever. People complain about everything. And if they've got something rude to say, they definitely say it over on that page. And that's why the B-Teamers formed their own Facebook page because they wanted a positive place to go to, you know, bond and talk about the Bobby Bones Show. So thank y'all so much for that. I don't know what I would call, you know, hardcore Four Things listeners. I guess A team, but then I don't want to counter the B team. So who knows? Just know that you are appreciated and you are awesome. And if anybody has any name ideas, then maybe y'all could email those to me as well. So, all right, I will talk to you on Thursday. Mary and I will be doing the first thing together on Thursday. We had a friendship moment where she kind of called me out on something. So we're going to break that down just in case maybe it's something that you might need to hear as well. And then for the second, third, and fourth thing, I've got Michelle Williams on from Destiny's Child. Remember her back in the day? Well, she wrote a book and she's been through a lot, including depression, which is what inspired her to put the book out. So I'm going to be talking with her for the last three things. So I hope you will listen on Thursday as well. All right. See you then. Bye. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.